All right, go ahead, Sarah. You're presenting tonight?
Yes, I am.
I'm so excited.
Can you hear me okay? I always have that
issue.
You okay?
Okay.
Well, I wanted to thank everyone once again because this step study has continued to be such an amazing opportunity for me. In my own recovery, I work the steps and I'm working the steps, but working the steps with you and on behalf of you and reflecting back to you as you're sharing with me has just opened up new revelations on my own behaviors and my own thinking patterns. And so I feel like I'm getting double time. So, and then when I share, it's like triple time. So I wanted to thank everyone. And I believe if we hadn't been focusing on steps 6 and 7 so much, I wouldn't be as tuned in to the awesome work that's been happening in my life. I have a tendency to let go and let God if I'm in the process of doing a lot of things. And so that's kind of what had happened in November when I said the prayers and said, okay, God, and I moved on. But it wasn't until I worked 6 with you guys and started seeing, oh, this 6 is really going on with me. Oh, my goodness, 6 and 7 is, like, really happening. Like, because I was focusing on 8, which, you know, also pretty big. And so what has transpired the last few weeks has been, to me, nothing short of a miracle. And, you know, when I read step 12 about the spiritual waking, I feel like that's what's happened. People around me get to say things like, Sarah, you've got a glow about you. And it's coming from within. And it's because my relationship with my higher power has changed and grown. And in step 6, when I see that he wanted to show, I call my higher power he. I could say she, but I think I'll stick with he. Wanted to show me how much he loved me and cared for me. And so that is what got me entirely ready to say, you know, okay, deal with this stuff. So that's what got me kind of to my knees in terms of the humbling part, the humbling asking God to remove my shortcomings, humbly, not in desperation or in guilt or in this is what I should do, but more in response to that loving relationship and in seeing that there's a better life. I think about that story that Claudia shared with the pearls, the pearl necklace, and I can identify with that little girl with, you know, well, this is okay. This is pretty and okay. But then there's something better. So these shortcomings of mine, you can have them, God. I think there's better life. So when I think about, by the way, I am not reading from my script. I'm speaking from my heart. That is part of my step 7. Anyway, I just throw that in because the people here are getting it. I'm having eye contact with them. Progress, not perfection. Anyway, so it was in my response to wanting to be healthier for myself, for my family, and my friends, and recognizing that there's a purpose in my life. That, and when Connie shared on step 6 and how she would write out what her life would look like without this particular character defect or shortcoming, well, what would it look like? Perfection, or what would it look like? I got a glimpse of that. Oh, what would my life? And then seeing life beyond what's right in front of me. So I'm going to share, yeah, I am, what's been being lifted the last few months. I have a lot of things being worked on or that are working on me, but I thought since it's all raw and recent and up in my face and actually visible, that's y'all in Phoenix, but those people here in this room know, I'm going to share the biggies in my life. So, and I shared, when I shared about step six, I was sharing with you what was going on with me then, and that's sort of a continuation of that. So the biggies in my life are the compulsive behaviors, and particularly my eating and smoking. The eating started when I was very little, probably three. As far back as I can remember, I've had an issue with food. And as far back as I can remember, I've wanted to not have this issue with food. So I very much relate to wanting this lifted. At age 13, I started smoking in private. And that has also been something I've done off and on my whole entire life. For me, eating was public. It was about happy. I wasn't a closet eater. I was a public eater, public override eater. But my smoking was private. When I was writing this, I thought, oh, wait a minute. I bet there are people that have the opposite. They're private eaters and public smokers. Doesn't really matter. So a few weeks ago, after I started having this amazing breakthrough with my higher power, I got the sense that he was working on me to deal with these issues. And it's actually in response to prayers that I've had throughout my life and even more directly in the last 4 years and even more so, I mean, it's been increasing. What I realized is that even though I've said these prayers a lot, it wasn't until I really worked the steps and got entirely ready to humbly ask God to remove these shortcomings. In other words, it would be, oh, God, I don't want to be fat, or I don't want to overeat, or I don't want this, you know, help me. But then a few days later, it's like, well, no, not today. So I wasn't entirely ready. That there was a difference there. But on a few weeks before this, I think about the time I shared last time, I was getting there. I had actually been preparing in my heart. God had been working on me. And so on March 6th, I began a weight loss program and quit smoking, hand in hand. And what that allowed me to do was to allow other things to surface as well. What I recognize is even though that was a decision of my own to quit smoking and to go on this weight loss program, I totally believe it was higher power inspired, that my God was directing me. So this was the method he was using to help me. So I see him lifting it, but I'm responding to that. There are times, I think, when we can sort of miraculously, something can be lifted, but there's other times when there was a response to it. And in my case, because I have been so ingrained in habits and thoughts and behaviors that I believe it's to my detriment that it's not sort of lifted overnight, that there's a process here. When I was preparing mentally, emotionally for sharing tonight, I started to recognize that it's been much more about my eating and not smoking. And up until I made that decision, it had been mostly about smoking because smoking had replaced the eating. And I had struggled with the smoking for 6 months. I had quit and laid that down. And that was actually the one I was dreading more. And so in that respect, I think God has sort of lifted that from me. Even on the days when I struggle a bit, because eating and smoking are both coping mechanisms and medicating, there's a tendency to, you know, to default to that. We still have neural pathways that are being recreated and so forth. So I see that at work, and that has helped me maintain my humility of, oh, my goodness, God is really working on my behalf. This stuff really works. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. So that's sort of a testimony of my own joy in things that are happening. I'm trying to decide if I want to share about one of the neat things. No, I'm not. Okay, so this love that I see and feel from God has helped me not only in keeping humble, But in maintaining my commitment to keep at this, because what I've seen as my pattern in the past is I'm engaged for a while, and then I want to retreat. But when I feel like it's not all me, it's not all my work, it's I'm partnering with God, and actually I've released it to Him, so that when I feel weak, then I just remember, oh, wait a minute. This isn't my work that I'm doing. I'm responding to the work my higher power is already doing in and around me. And I see Him using people and circumstances and things, and you're like, oh, I am not alone. Oh, there's something else. And once you start sort of having that eye for looking how God's doing that, it builds not only gratitude and humility, like I've mentioned, but I guess we call it faith. Faith in that this stuff is working, that I am changing. I am no longer that addicted, compulsive person that needed to medicate to not feel or to avoid, to not look at what was before me. So I think I am going to share this. I have enough time. This is kind of fun going with the flow. So I'm going to share a really neat way that God gives us little signs along the way. So not long, I think I shared it with you, but okay. Not long after I started on this weight loss program, a really neat thing happened that God just showed me, I got your back. And I have to kind of back up to when I was working step six, especially getting ready for all this. I was really struggling with my love addiction. I was struggling with my own recovery, and I really wanted to date. And I recognized that I wasn't going to be able to date. I wasn't going to attract, rather, the people, the men that I would want to date, because they were at a much healthier level than I was exhibiting. And so I just decided with gritted teeth that I was going to do whatever it took to work through this. What between therapy and my 12-step and God directed me, I was just focused on that. And the way it came to me in my spirit was that, having done all of that work, by the time I get to weight loss, that'll be like a walk in the park. And so I did it, and then I had all those miracles and wonderful things, and God was showing me. And so right before I got to this March 6th decision, it was like He was saying, are you ready for, are we going to go for a walk in the park? And I was like, yeah, okay. And I was all on board. So I was a week or two in this, I think about a week. And I was down in Tubac, and we were shopping. And I just felt His presence all day long, like just kind of showing me. Now, remember, all my family and the people I was with were eating all kinds of wonderful things, and I had my little pack of prescribed foods that I was allowed, an apple and boiled egg or whatever. It wasn't a lot. Anyway, but I was okay. It wasn't that I was upset. So I found this shop, and I knew something was there for me in that shop, and it turned out to be a painting. And I was just mesmerized by this painting, and it had water, and you could see there was this walkway, and it reminded me of the Midwest where I grew up, and it was just really pleasant, and the coloring and so forth. Well, the artist was there, and just all these really cool things. Well, it turned out the painting was called A Walk in the Park. I took that painting home. It's on my wall. But when I was reflecting on that, on this purchase of this painting to my family and friends, I was sharing with them that this was God showing me not only before, but that He was going to be with me through this. And that's kind of one of those cool things when you're seeing step seven in your life, that if I hadn't probably been working step seven, been tuned into all the cool ways, I'm not sure I would have taken note. And so that's one of my encouragements, I think, to people in this step study is, you don't have to work it, just be open to seeing God work in your life, because it will be happening. So, I do have a few notes, but I'm not reading from them. So anyway, things are going really well in this particular area of dealing with the shortcomings surrounding eating and smoking, which has been the pivotal thing in my life in terms of my shortcomings. That's been because attached to it has been shame and guilt and all of these other things. So I thought I might hit, those are not the only things that have been working in my life. Perfectionism, huge. This was an attempt that God was showing me today, Sarah. You have an opportunity here to work on your perfectionism by not writing it out, writing out your talk, and reading from it. You have an opportunity here to actually show up differently, authentically, be less perfect, but more genuine. I said, okay, I'll do it. And I'm really enjoying myself. See, there's always a payoff. which is also another area that is being worked on, which is controlling outcomes. I wanted to control how I said it and when I said it and by reading it. See, I could do that. But it also hits on another area, people-pleasing. And that was one reason why I wanted to be a perfectionist. I wanted everyone to be happy and pleased and so forth. Today, I had a huge opportunity on that. This was like, you know, is there no end to these things? Today, I actually spoke up in a situation that was very vulnerable for me because it was very likely that the person wouldn't receive it the way that it was coming from. But I felt to be authentic and genuine, I had a chance to reflect to her something that I saw. And I spoke it in love, and I let go of the outcome, and I let go of being just a pleaser. In other words, looking the other way. Another area has been avoidance, which I'm showing up more in my home. I avoid not dealing with things that I don't want to deal with, and they're kind of coming around to get me. Again, if I hadn't been working these steps, I might not see all the areas that there's so many ways that, you know, God is not my higher power is not intrusive. He sets it up, and, you know, we can kind of either go with it, go with the flow, or go against it. And now that I'm kind of tuned into it, I'm like, oh, this is one of those times, huh? And, yeah, I fall short. Sometimes I miss it, but I'm not beating myself up over it. One of the hard ones that he's working on is taking more financial responsibility. That one's been kind of an ouch because that's adult behavior. I was married for almost 25 years, and I let my husband take over. It was just a lot easier. You know, I was fully on board before, but it was just, initially, but it became so much easier. Well, yeah, okay, just handle it. Well, now with being divorced and owner of a home, I can't do that anymore. And I will confess, the first month that I had to pay all the bills on my own, I failed. I totally, completely failed. I started getting all these pink notes in the mail, and I, what's all this? Well, God got my attention there. Wake up, sister. But I am working on it, and I realize that's not adult behavior. That's not where I need to be going, is avoiding and defaulting. But so in closing, I wanted to just reiterate something from the booklet, and it just really spoke to me. It's on page 6, and I'm going to read from it. A little reading. It's under the section called Living in a New Way, and because I feel like, oh, this is what I, it, yeah, it sums it up. So in working the seventh step, we came to see our need to right-size our thinking. We learn the difference between carrying guilt and taking responsibility. Instead of getting stuck in guilt over our shortcomings, we aimed for right action. We actively took responsibility for breaking an old habit and making the choice to try out a different behavior or action. We took the risk to practice acting differently in our lives, and through the steps, we were living our way into good thinking. How amazing and wonderful. It's been my privilege, and I thank you all. I don't have any more to share, so I pass.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Sarah. That was wonderful. Homework, are we still just going to work another week on step 7, or?
Let's take a pulse.
Where are you guys at in Tucson? Do you need another week to work on step 7?
Do you guys want another week on 7?
We would love another week on 7.
You guys? Okay, it's unanimous. There, we will go for another week on step 7. So just keep working on your homework, and I will do the sharing next week. Do the step.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Take care.